You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benashour. The Federal Reserve is juggling multiple crises. It has to deal with fear in the banking system, but it's still worried about inflation. And in fact, the Fed continued its series of interest rate hikes yesterday, raising rates a quarter of a percentage point. But the two challenges could ironically, in a kind of twisted way, work together. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell spent much of yesterday's press conference talking about the Fed's enemy number one, inflation. Powell said no one should doubt the Fed's resolve in continuing to raise interest rates to get inflation down to its target of 2%. He said the Fed did consider pausing rate hikes, but inflation was higher than expected last month, and Powell says the Fed doesn't want to look like it's backing down.
We are committed to restoring price stability, and all of the evidence says that the public has confidence that we will do so, that we'll bring inflation down to 2% over time. It is important that we sustain that confidence with our actions as well as our words.
The Fed has another enemy to keep an eye on, all the banking turmoil. But in a weird way, that actually might be more of a frenemy. That's because jittery bankers are less likely to lend, and that can cool off the economy, kind of like a Fed interest rate hike.
We're looking at what's happening among the banks and asking, is there going to be some tightening in credit conditions? And then we're thinking about that as effectively doing the same thing that rate hikes do. So in a way, that substitutes for rate hikes.
But Powell says don't get carried away and expect the Fed to lower interest rates anytime soon. He says Fed officials don't foresee rate cuts this year. And while the Fed is investigating why Silicon Valley Bank failed, Powell says he would also welcome an independent investigation. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.